The Black Sun 666 is the main page. Quote from Satan: Israel is going to get what she deserves. That's a direct quote from Satan that he gave to me in 2004. Regarding the Jews, this is another quote from Satan: they are not my people. The Jewish people have succeeded in deceiving the Gentile people into cursing and blaspheming our true Creator God for centuries. The word Satan means enemy and adversary in Hebrew. Everything in the Judeo-Christian Bible has been stolen from Gentile pagan religions predating Judaism from hundreds to thousands of years. The Jews cannot create. They have successfully and forcefully removed occult spiritual knowledge and power from the Gentiles, using the Christian church as their primary tool. Christianity, from its very inception, was and is nothing more than a program. The agenda of this program is for the destruction of Aryan peoples descended from the god known as Satan, using occult powers, and for the eventual enslavement of all remaining races, with the top Jews in control. The Jews have been using black magic against the Gentiles, who have been powerless to fight back for centuries. This knowledge was forcefully and systematically removed from Aryan peoples by the Inquisition, where Aryan priests and spiritual leaders such as the Druids and many others were tortured to death and murdered en masse. The white race suffered the most with the witch trials, where entire villages were nearly wiped out in Europe, namely Germany. Any Gentile who erroneously believes or even argues that the Jews are not a race needs a serious reality check. The Jewish reptilian genes are passed on to Jewish offspring from a Jewish mother. Orthodox Jews only recognize Jews being born of a Jewish mother as legitimate Jews. We have heard of half Jews, quarter Jews, part Jews. But does one state that I am half Catholic? Or how about quarter Lutheran, or maybe part Muslim? Or that there is some Buddhist blood in the family? Also, as George Lincoln Rockwell once stated, you can draw a picture of a Jew, but you can't draw a picture of a Catholic or a Protestant. And I also want to add here too, regarding food, how about Jewish food, Jewish cooking, and Jewish cuisine? Now, have you ever heard of Catholic food, Catholic cooking, or Catholic cuisine? Or how about Lutheran food? Or how about Presbyterian cuisine? Those Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, those are religions. Jews are a race. And I also want to add here, too, the Jewish father. I mean, even though Jews don't recognize them, even having a Jewish father, they're still a Jew. And they have the character traits of a Jew from the Jewish father. And they also inherit Jewish diseases from the Jewish father. But the strongest of the reptilian genes comes from the mother. Jews add insult to injury. They have had our own people screw themselves for centuries and do their destructive work against our race for them. Christianity has been one of their biggest and most lethal programs and tools to accomplish these ends. Look around you. Christianity is promoted at every turn. Trillions upon trillions of dollars, psychic energy, and effort have gone into pushing this lie on the public with no opposition whatsoever. The truth has been vehemently suppressed and kept financially broke. The only information available about Satanism must conform to Jewish standards, i.e. the Bible, the Kabbalah, which the Jews stole from the Egyptians and desecrated and perverted. The Klipoth, and the general teachings of Satan, our original creator god, and his demons, the old Gentile gods, are monstrous enemies of humanity. In truth, they are enemies of the Jewish people, and this is why the Jews have put forth every effort to keep us from them. By cutting us off from our gods and removing all knowledge, especially that concerning the soul, the mind, and psychic power from the Gentiles, the Jews have had us over a barrel for centuries, and unless we empower ourselves now, our imminent destruction is near. Reichsfuhrer Heinrich Himmler knew this, and along with Adolf Hitler and other Third Reich leaders, he worked relentlessly to eradicate the Jewish program of Christianity from Germany. The Jews can only be defeated through their age-old nemesis, Satan. Satan is the Hebrew word for enemy. Satan wants occult knowledge and power back in the hands of the Gentiles. One can argue the average Jew on the street is just as ignorant concerning this as are most Gentiles. The truth is, the elders of Zion, the controlling Jewish families, and of course the Hasidic ultra-Orthodox Jewish religious movement, know all about this and keep it secret, even from most of their own people. They know when they drop the veil and obtain total control, their own will only be too happy to join them. That's all the ones that don't know. They'll all join. What the Jewish program of Christianity has done. 1. Removed all spiritual and occult knowledge from the Gentile populace of wherever it took root, placing the Gentiles at the mercy of powerful spiritual powers directed by the Jews, namely black magic. The Jews have been using black magic against Gentiles who have been powerless to fight back for centuries. 2. A false history was invented, and lies were forced on the Gentile populace in whatever regions it took hold. The Vatican removed the ancient texts of Gentile peoples and replaced them with the Christian religion, a false Jewish Messiah, a false Jewish God, and Jewish angels. With a Jewish goal of world dominance, this comes when their Messiah appears. The psychic energy of Christians in fervent prayer to their pseudo-savior, the Nazarene, who, like the Jewish Messiah, is supposed to come again, is channeled into making the Jewish Messiah a reality. Rewriting of history is also prevalent in the schools these days. 3. Gentile religious leaders were savagely tortured and murdered. Those who had any knowledge were hunted down as witches and murdered by the Inquisition. 4. The Gentile gods, and namely our true creator god Ea, the one known as Satan, were cursed and labeled as demons and evil monsters. In today's Jewish-run media, our Aryan gods are ridiculed and defamed as spooks and ghouls and made to look like buffoons, red with horns or hideous-looking, out to possess people's souls at the mere thought of them and take control of their minds. 5. Gentile celebrations and practices are labeled as evil. Anything that has to do with Gentile culture, namely Aryan culture, the Feast of Beltane, which originally was celebrated on the eve of May 1st, was further blasphemed by the May Day celebrations of Jewish communism, which is outlined and implemented in the Judeo-Christian Bible from beginning to end. May 1st is a powerful date, as the earth is aligned to specific energies where certain rituals and actions have more power. This has been a tactic of the Jewish people, to add blasphemy against our gods by instituting their death-dealing programs and celebrating them on traditional pagan holidays, no different than that of the Catholic Church replacing pagan holidays with their false and stolen, twisted garbage. The date was maligned as evil again, and like our Solwane of the devil, to keep the deluded Christian masses as far from their religious roots as possible, again using fear to control the human mind and blasphemous denigration against our gods. And I want to intercept here. Places centuries ago were pagan temples. They had a lot of occult knowledge, our people, until they were murdered, and libraries were destroyed and everything. So the Jews they used the Christians to destroy everything, and they were behind it all, the Jews. Gentile dates like Beltane and the equinoxes and the solstices, the December 25th around the winter solstice and that, they all had power, those dates. And it has to do with the alignment is scientific. And that's another reason that they've tried to keep science down, repress it, and just persecute scientists and just stamp them out. These dates had power because of the alignment and the gravitational pull of the earth as it tilts. And we have the seasons. Like certain rituals done on certain days of the year or certain workings like the magnum opus and such, when it's done on certain days of the year and around certain times, It has more power because of the planetary alignments and the gravitational pull and everything of the Earth. And we're on bioelectricity, magnetism, the whole thing. And what they did is they eradicated our pagan practices and our pagan peoples, and they impostered all of their, like the Catholic Church, took all the pagan holidays, like, for example, Halloween, and put All Saints Day in there. And the winter solstice, they took control of that with the Christmas and the Nazarene and that sort of thing. I've got a separate article on that on in the Exposing Christianity webpage, and you can download it in audio sermon. But that's why they do that, and they take our dates because they know they have power, and then they put their own crap on them for the damnation of all of humanity. Everything in the Christian religion is stolen, all of it, everything. They have nothing of their own. Okay, the Christian church, especially the fundamentalists, have been working overtime to weed out pagan practices such as Yule trees and rabbits and eggs. Halloween has also come under intense attack. Unbeknownst to most of the public, the fundamentalist Christians have received millions and millions of dollars in government grants. The Jews control all of the world's money, and only programs that are to their benefit get the most funding. Those they deem as harmful are kept financially destitute. The Christian religion works overtime to remove every last trace of Gentile holiday celebrations, Gentile culture, and above all, the Gentile gods from the populace, and to push their Jewish filth to replace it. Few realize just how Jewish our culture has become. Programs which work to hook our people up with Jewish angels, in addition to their God, are heavily financed and funded. Modern Freemasonry, the Illuminati, the Golden Dawn, the Rosicrucians, and even Jehovah's Witnesses receive much from Rockefeller and others who run the Trilateral Commission, Trinity. It is more than obvious that aforementioned brotherhoods are not in any way really of Satan. The Christians are forever hyping about the underground so-called Satanist conspiracy, which is what the Jews want, as this is a distraction and bait, playing both sides against the middle. Given the large amounts of wealth and power Freemasonry, the Illuminati, and others possess, they have done little to advance Satanism. They only give more credence to the Christian allegations that keep misinformation and discrimination against Satanists at an all-time high, and maintain Christianity and its related ilk as legitimate religions. These groups have been infiltrated and taken over by Jews, who see to it nothing in the way of really advancing Satanism is ever accomplished. The perverted Jewish version of the Kabbalah, which was stolen from the Gentiles, has been instituted in nearly every prominent occult society. Through this, their fictitious god and foul angels are elevated to the tree of life, where the Gentile gods comprise the clip-off of death and filth. The underlying theme of the Judeo-Christian Bible is the establishment of the fictitious history of the Jewish people in the mass mind. What the mass mind believes has power and the energy to make manifest in reality, as thoughts are energy. The theme of the Bible is as follows. 1. The Jews claim themselves the chosen people, who are given rights by a god to invade Gentile lands, slaughter the inhabitants, and seize the land for themselves. 2. The Jewish people invade and mass murder Gentiles of all different nations, defile and desecrate their gods and religious teachings. 3. Gentile peoples are then conquered by the Jews, the Gentile men mass murdered, and their women and children raped and sold into slavery. Leviticus 26:7, "And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword." Numbers 21:34, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people, and his land, and thou shalt do to him as thou didst to Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon." Numbers 21:35, "And they smote him, and his sons, and all his people, until there was none left him alive, and they possessed his land." Numbers 31:7, "And they warred against the Midianites, as the Lord commanded Moses, and they slew all the males. And they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi and Rechem, and Zur and Hur and Reba, five kings of Midian. Balaam also the son of Beor they slew with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, Have ye saved all the women alive? Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. For those of you who have been brainwashed into Christian identity, the above people, such as the Midianites, happen to be Gentile. 4. Enter the Jewish Messiah in the form of Jesus. The Nazarene is nothing more than a fictitious character stolen from 18 and more Gentile pagan gods, such as Odin, who hung from a tree. The mass mind has been forcefully indoctrinated with this second coming of Christ, which is just enough to bring about the Jewish Messiah, who will unite the Jewish people. They seize Palestine because it is a very important center for all three religions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and is located upon powerful ley lines, and it's also right at the center of three continents, Africa, Europe, and Asia. Enslave the Gentile world and place the Jews as rulers of the earth. Quote from the Jewish Talmud, Simeon Hardison, FOL.56-D, When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Another very revealing quote from the Catholic Encyclopedia. In the same way the Greeks and Romans may have worshipped their divinities, finally believing them to be good, but the Christian scriptures declare that all gods of the Gentiles are demons. And this was taken from the Catholic Encyclopedia article on devil worship. You can find that online. The Jews made our original gods into hideous monsters. Gentile paganism preceded the Jewish invention of Christianity and Judaism itself from hundreds to thousands of years. Their God is not our God. Their God is the true evil one. Wake up, people. And I also want to add all of the slander and negative publicity and just total denigration that Adolf Hitler and the leaders of the Third Reich have endured, and also all the lies about them. Can you imagine? Okay, they're human beings. Can you imagine what they've done to our God, Satan? I mean, think about it.